A cheese grater is a violent book for the blind. Ghost Club. This week we're joined, as always, by Asha.
Hi.
Roxanne.
Hello.
A little different this week. We are... Did I say Ghost Club?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, that's correct. No. A little different this week. We are Ghost Club. Let us get things going with our first story.
Just keep reading. Don't look up, no matter what. I'm sorry, just don't look up. You're infected now. I don't know if infected is the right word, but that's how I think of it, as a virus. Sorry. You clicked on the wrong thing. Bad luck. Sorry. Because you can see them now, and they don't like to be seen. If they see you looking at them, they will kill you. I know, it's crazy. Don't look up. They live on the ceiling. They're there all the time. We're not supposed to see them. I feel really bad for passing this on to you. But it's the only way. I tried to warn you. Did you look up? I know you probably did. Almost everyone does.
Let's get right into our first game. Haunted or not?
Ghost.
Haunted or not is the segment of this episode where I'll give you the basis of a haunting. We'll check out and decide if it's a haunting, voodoo, a guy selling weed at the back of a Tesco Express, a ghost. Is it real? Haunted? Should it be burned? We'll find out in Haunted or Not.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into our first scenario. Actually, I'm not going to do the music. Okay. Imagine scary music and ominous. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to put the music in. Peggy the Doll. September 2014. A suspected case of spirit attacks in a home in Sheffield, United Kingdom. The owner reported vivid nightmares, headaches, chest pains, nausea, and a sense of general dread in her home. But on top of everything, an unearthly presence. Out back, in a brick building, a doll has been kept hidden. Peggy the Doll. The doll had attention from psychics, mediums, and skeptics, all of which began their tests through EVP research. Details of the doll became clear. A 19-year-old, in 1946, suffered an asthma attack at night, banging on church doors for help. Nobody answered. She died in pain and anger, clutching a doll with a cross around its neck. March 16th. Footage was shown of Peggy being taken to a medium's home. The intention was to make contact with Peggy. The medium asked if anyone should experience anything over the sessions that followed, they should let her know. Soon after, the medium had a heart attack. Videos of Peggy began to surface online, showing footage of the doll, movements, sounds. The clips have been shared on news channels all over the world. Many people have said to have chest pains, a burning sensation, pins and needles, just after seeing the doll in any video. 28 cases of cardiac arrest and even death have all been recorded, all of which had been watching Peggy the Doll. Warning labels are plastered all over the videos. The video is banned in certain countries, but not in the UK, so the link is in the description. What do you think of this whole scenario?
Not in the UK, so the link is in the description.
Well, we could always test it. You could show us the link and then we could see if we start feeling any heart attacks.
And I'll watch it again.
Is that worth a rate? Again?
I watched it before.
So did you have a heart attack?
Did you feel tingling in your fingers?
I didn't watch it. I paused it and then went, nope, and I walked off.
Because you're visibly not afraid and laughing.
I have watched it. I didn't feel anything. I was a bit sick. That's because I was sick that day and I was bored. Nothing happened.
Okay, oh, so you were already ill that day.
I was already ill. I'm just looking
that's
at
what you do when you're ill. You watch scary dolls move.
Maybe
around.
That's the cure. The 28 people with heart attacks weren't bored.
Or ill.
Yeah, but that could be an excuse, but that could be like a... How did they know they were watching Peggy the Doll?
How do they know if they were watching Peggy the Doll?
Yeah.
Because they clicked on a video that said Peggy the Doll.
No. I mean, like, how did they know that they were watching Peggy the Doll? They could have just said that, because at the same time, in the general area, they could have been 28 cardiac arrests. Cardiac arrests can happen any amount during the day.
What you're saying is coincidence.
Yeah.
Instead of, like...
Yeah. scared of the video, so I'm not going to watch it.
Well, are you curious to see the video, Roxanne?
I'm curious to see the video.
Do you think haunted or not?
I'm going to wait until I see the video. Show me the video.
I'm not showing you the video because I am not liable for anything that happens.
That's fine.
Has the place that the doll was originally in stopped being feeling haunted since?
It's been moved around and I did not research. So there you go.
Because I could just imagine it now, the doll going all these places, and all these things being experienced, the woman's like, yeah, my house is still cold and creepy and
well, the woman who's meant to have it now actually has a collection of dolls. That's why she did the EVP in the video, isn't it? Because I'm sure she kept it.
She's got it. She showed it to Zach Bagans. Asher haunted or not?
I'd like to say not. But if people have actually felt like that, I guess it could be. I don't know.
Okay, scenario. I'm
leading towards haunted and not haunted.
I'm going to say, since a film wasn't made out of that one and was out of Annabelle, I'm going to say not.
Okay, scenario number two. Thomas Busby's chair. Do you have a favourite chair in your home? Consider cursing it after you die so no one else can sit in it without dying. That's what Thomas Busby did in 1702, right before he was executed for strangling his father-in-law to death, merely for sitting in his chair. Supposedly, 63 people who have sat on the chair have met untimely deaths. Some were mere hours after plopping their keister on Busby's beloved chair. In 1972, the Thrisk Museum had to suspend the chair from the ceiling to prevent people from namely committing suicide. One evening, a man wanted to take a closer look after closing time. He hid as the museum closed. The next morning, the owner opened the doors to meet a horrible sight. Blood pooled at the center of the museum to a corpse facing down. It was the man who had hid the night before. The owner turned his body to reveal that the front of his face and skull were missing, from being smashed into the floor repeatedly. The owner looked away and saw the chair, still hanging from the ceiling, swaying side to side, blood slowly dripping from the legs, fragments of jawbone and nose scattered on top of the chair. What about that chair? Haunted or not? Crazy or what?
I believe that one.
You believe that one?
Only because I've seen documentary.
You've seen a documentary.
Well, it's kind of a documentary. It's like,
what about them coincidences?
Could be a coincidence that they all died after sitting on the chair.
Well, technically, everyone who's sat on any chair has died after sitting on it.
Yeah, that is a point. But not this chair. I mean, this is a scary chair.
Would you sit on the chair?
No.
Yeah, I'd sit on the chair.
I'm sitting on a chair right now.
Has anyone died in that chair?
I don't play with life. I don't go and sit in people's chairs if they die afterwards.
Few people have.
You shouldn't have sat in his chair even before he died, because he sounded possessive over that chair.
Very few people haven't died from sitting on chairs.
Look, him in that chair, been through a lot, okay? He had sex in that chair, took a dump in that chair, he was drunk in that chair. They have a close bond.
That chair.
I no longer want to sit on that chair. All appeal has gone from that chair now. You've ruined it.
Thomas Busby's chair messed up one guy, though.
That face. I all can imagine with his face going in like this. Just like in repeatedly by itself.
And
between
yet,
his legs.
Still someone being bashed up against a chair is kind of anticlimactic.
Oh, I was thinking the chair was on him.
The
inanimate object.
Oh my god.
Getting him.
They should look for the CCTV. Can you imagine the chair just...
Everyone knows that spirits, you know, mess up with the CCTV.
That was 1972.
Oh.
So, possibly.
Does that count as suicide? If you go to a haunted place that's supposed to kill you? And it does.
If there's an electric chair and it's put in a museum and people can sit in it, then I guess it's suicide.
Can people go to the chair and say, I'm sorry, before they go? Because they can with Annabelle. Was it Rob the doll?
That's Robert the doll.
The guy with Robert the doll, and he won't do anything to him.
I was going
to
talk
You apologise to a doll.
I was going to bring up Robert the doll first instead of Peggy the doll, but Robert the doll is boring, and there's no history to it.
There's not a lot, no, it's just, it was a replacement for a child, wasn't it?
Yep.
So, replacement for a child, child's spirit went into that doll. It might not even be child's spirit, and yet it's the scariest doll, meant to be, but I don't know.
Okay, Roxanne, haunted or not?
I say not.
Asher haunted or not?
Haunted.
I'm not going to break the tie because I don't care.
This is where he tells which one's haunted and which one's not.
Okay, we'll be right back after this. Hey everybody, thanks for listening. We love that you're needy or just taking the time to check us out. We'd really appreciate feedback. Send us a game to play or something, or you know, leave us an iTunes review or like us on Facebook, all that good stuff. Have a good one.
What's an iTunes review?
Doesn't matter. I killed them, just like I killed the others. I slipped in through the basement window and waited for her to come home. I hid behind the front door. Then she walked in and I grabbed her by the hair, dragged her to the bathroom. I bound her wrists and mouth with duct tape and shoved her into the tub. I started with her feet, small, shallow cuts across the heel. There's something really satisfying about cutting. I just get lost in it and everything melts away. I worked my way up her body. Cutting here, stripping there. I spent a special amount of time around her throat. When I was finished, I slit her wrists. They say that's my signature. I'm shaking, clearly terrified, though I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy it. This one especially. The look in her eyes was
tantalizing.
The moment she finally recognized me, she knew why. She knew exactly what was coming. Okay, so this week we got a special What's That Noise?
Who is that?
My name is Zach Bagans. I never believed in Zach Bagans until I came face to face with Zach Bagans.
What's That Noise is a segment of the show where I'll play a noise and you guys tell me what it is. This week is a different theme called What Did Zach Say? Are we all familiar with EVPs yet?
Yeah.
The electro voice phenomenon? Voice talk. Or ghost talk. Okay, so Ghost Adventures consistently have ghosts yelling at them in every episode, and they put the captions with it, but that's kind of easy mode. I'm going to play a clip that contains an apparent EVP, and all you've got to do is tell me what the ghost said without any help from Zach. And then, once you've guessed, here's what Zach said. Okay, guys?
Yep.
Okay, clip number one.
I heard the chips are in. Is it a gambling resort?
The chips are in at a gambling resort. There's... like quite an aggressive guess right off the bat from Roxanne with detail. What do you think of that, Asher?
Let's play it again.
Right, last time I played this again.
Or maybe it's just someone that's...
No, you gave your detailed guess.
I want to be a chip shop now.
What do you think, Asher?
All sailors at sea. That's all I heard.
All sailors at sea. All sailors at sea and the chips are in. Here's what Zach said. Listen to me. Okay, and then when you play it again, it'll sound like listen to me. Can't argue with Zach. Ready for clip number two?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's some detail in there.
That's all I heard.
Any aggressive guesses this time?
No, I just heard noise.
I think he's swearing at Zach.
All right, one more time.
Fucking Zach. That's what it sounds like. It normally is.
That is appropriate.
It's just noise, that one.
It just sounds like you'd say something. Because Zach's always getting swollen at. Or Aaron.
Does he deserve it?
Zach does.
What did it say?
Let's go. That's all I heard.
Okay, we've got autistic rambling and...
Fuck Zach.
Here's what Zach said. Here I come. All right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that either, though.
Don't argue with Zach.
I'll argue with Zach.
Oh, you're going to be embarrassed real soon, because here's clip number three. What is that unexplained noise?
A marble dropping into water?
Sounds like a pool game. Pool table.
Pool, marble, water. We're getting there.
Whoa, was that close?
No, you're not getting there.
Oh.
Okay, are those your guesses?
No. Is something falling from the top?
Here's one more.
It's rocks.
Yeah, like rocks being knocked over and then falling into water.
Okay, here's what Zach said. That's a rock being thrown. Zach says there were no rocks.
Ooh.
Nice.
What did you do? Go over and clear it before you like went in?
I'm real happy because Zach to help us through these ones. Ghosts.
They tidy up after themselves.
Okay, clip number four. What is this unexplained noise? It's a quick one.
It sounds like a pig.
It's supposed to be a demon.
Oh, like one of the pig demons from Amnesia.
No, just a demon.
That would be scary.
Just a demon.
A regular pig demon.
Yeah, they're scary.
Right, one more time.
Sounds like a pig.
It's a demon. No, it's meant to be a demon.
All right, you guys are really in sync with Zach today because...
It's a pig demon.
Here's what Zach said. That's a pig grunting. Zach said there were no animals around. Okay. Because you're so in sync with Zach, here's what did it say? Clip number five.
Is the ghost having a shower?
It could be in that shower scene.
What shower scene?
I don't know, maybe Zach and the ghost in the shower scene, I don't know.
I mean, showers have got to be haunted as well.
Well, yeah, of course they could be.
Okay, we got haunted showers or something. Okay, but you seem to be struggling, so we have a special guest today. Hello, Mr. Zach Bagans.
My name is Zach Bagans.
Hi, Mr. Zach Bagans. You're here to help us figure this out. Roxanne, what are your guesses on that sound clip? Here it is again. Are you ready to help us out, Zach?
My name is Zach Bagans.
Okay, Asher, what's your guess?
It sounds like either something's being dragged across the floor or Zach Bagans is fighting with a shower curtain.
Okay, we're really struggling.
Shower curtains sort of look like ghosts.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I'd be embarrassed as well.
Okay, we're not ghost hunters ourselves, so Zach right here can help us out. Zach, walk us through what this said.
Goes through the brick, a couple other mutterings.
Had to.
Don't worry. I love something.
Through the brick, had to. Don't worry. I love something. It's so, just thanks so much for being around, Zach. Have a good one. See you later.
My name is Zach Bagans.
Okay. How do you think you guys did on that round?
Really bad.
2 out of 5 is pretty damn good.
I mean, Roxanne got the pig grunt. I thought I was expecting it to be like a demon grunt or some shit like that. I don't know.
It can be pig ghosts. I reckon there could be. Dog ghosts.
Like you said, amnesia ones.
Yeah.
They were scary.
Isn't Zach Bagans just a jerk in real life?
He could be a really nice guy.
What? Sorry, what was that?
No, he's...
He said fuck you too.
He's left.
Yeah, he just come back in to tell me fuck you.
And we'll take a real quick break and return with a special You Made That Up after this final story.
Tap, tap, tap. The footsteps come closer. An occasional floorboard creaks. Tap, tap, tap. It has been 2 days since I've been trapped here in this old derelict house. I look at the knife in my hand. The monster comes closer. I'm hiding behind a closed door. Tap, 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 tap. The lights flicker on, and then they flicker off again. The footsteps. They stopped. I remember Jonathan, dead on the floor and his head twisted 180 degrees around. The skin of his neck ripped from the force of the kill. I think of Avery. He is still out there. He went to explore the rest of the house so we could hide from the monster. I miss him even though he only left a day ago. I thought I would feel alone, but I don't. Because the monster is still out there. And now, it is a few yards away from me, standing still. I'm going to kill him. It barged through the door, nearly knocking it off his hinges. I let out a guttural scream. I throw myself at the monster, knife outstretched. I plunge the blade into the flesh, killing it. The light flickers on for 3 seconds, long enough to see Avery's face inches from my own. My snarl drops from my face, replaced by a look of astonishment. I look down and see my knife plunged into his chest. Why? He croaks out. His eyes go dim. I didn't know. What? Then behind me I hear footsteps. Tap, 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 tap. I don't even bother to turn around. A slimy, blood covered fingers slide around my throat.
Yay!
Yay! Oh, don't put that in, no.
You made it up.
You Made That Up is a game in which I'll give you four things, one of which is made up. This week we have ghosts. I'll explain four hauntings, one of which isn't real. Some of these are pretty hard. You already?
Yep.
Okay, which of the following isn't a haunting? A. The harmless ghost of Major Burton, a ghost killed by Indian pirates. B. Apartment 445 ghost, a ghost who died watching a Cheers marathon. C. Mirut Orgy, a group of ghosts who died for having an orgy for too long and too hard. D. Captain Barog, an engineer or pirate who died on the John.
This is really hard. I want to say a Cheers marathon, but that's probably true. And the Indian pirates.
I like the idea of the Indian pirates. Yeah.
I like the sound of the Cheers one as well, though.
That he doesn't. Cheers sucks.
Yeah. He'd be watching it if he didn't like it.
Yeah,
though
that's
he did kill him,
died.
So...
That's probably how he died, honestly.
Wait, so how many ghosts are there meant to be from this orgy?
How many people are... I don't know.
People so died and you're worried about numbers.
Died? Yeah, but I'm going to say, they all died in this?
Are we talking about minimum orgy number or genocidal amount of people? I don't know.
Maybe 50 is enough, do you think?
Okay, we're talking 50 ghosts.
25 women, 25 men.
A nice round, even... Split down the middle number orgy.
That's probably what happened. They were split down the middle.
Very well.
What was the last one on the John?
Captain Barog, an engineer pirate who died on the John.
That sounds about right.
Did you say an engineer pirate?
Yes.
Wait, what?
What's an engineer pirate?
Well, we could man the mast.
A pirate who is an engineer.
I suppose, yeah, you can be the two at the same time. I mean, you've got to have loads of different types of people doing different jobs on a pirate ship.
What are we looking at guess-wise?
Either the Cheers one. What was the other one? Not the John, not the Cheers, not the Indian Pirates. What's the other one? Oh, the Orgy one. All right, okay.
So it's one which is not meant to be a real ghost thing.
One of these you made up?
I'm going to say the Orgy one.
I'll say the Cheers one.
We got one for Orgy, one for Cheers. The false one is Apartment 445 Ghost, a ghost who died watching a Cheers marathon. Okay.
That was real.
See, Cheers ain't that bad.
It's awful. It killed a person.
It killed him. Which of the following hauntings isn't real? A. The Dag Shy, a pregnant ghost who will throw an 8-month-year-old baby at hikers. B. Delhi Cantonment Spook, a woman in a sari will ask for a lift to an inconvenient location. C. Yoni Janssen, a Toys R Us is haunted by a man from Texas. D. Lake Ramada, a ghost who haunts a Mustang and those who drive it.
Right, I think I know that last one's real.
You always have to fit in a baby murder in there somewhere, don't you?
I know the last one's real, I think, because it reminds me of...
Haunted, what was it, haunted
car? James Dean? Yeah, well, remember, it was a James Dean's car's haunted? Meant to be? People who've driven it have been killed.
Look, a lot of people have been killed, a lot of cars have been driven.
Was his car a Mustang?
I think it was.
I don't know,
but I'm
sure
sounds
like
was.
A car that he would own.
Hmm.
Saying that, I know nothing about James Dean.
What am I, supposed to research or something?
Yes. I think the last was real, so what was the other one?
What are your thoughts? We got the pregnant ghost that throws 8-month-year-old babies. We got...
That's just horrific.
Right there, 8-month-year-old babies. Or baby.
We got a...
Just the same baby. It's already a ghost, so she can just keep throwing it.
We got a woman in a sari who will inconveniently ask for a lift.
I
love
real.
The idea of that one.
We, and Toys R Us is haunted by a Texan.
Right, either that, the first one, or the Texan one.
See, no, I want the Texan one to be real.
Why?
Oh, howdy, kiddies. You ready for a buck-toon ride?
I just want the Texan to just be playing with all the different toys at night.
Oh, horsey.
People come in the morning and they've got just the toy chain set that's been set off in the night.
Just see him on camera, like this camera with like a rain, like a Barbie doll range, and they're like on their ranch. Oh, this reminds me of my ranch. Splatoon.
All right, let's get right off this really fast. What are your answers?
Okay.
I'm going to say the baby one because that sounds kind of horrific.
We got 8-month-year-old baby and...
Texas one, yeah.
And the Texas one. The made-up one is Lake Ramada, a ghost who haunts a Mustang and those who drive it.
That one sounded like it should be.
There is a one like it though, James Dean one, isn't it? Maybe it was a Mustang.
I'm not going down this road. A ghost called Toyol, or Tinanak, is a fetus ghost. Which of these isn't true about it? A. It's a magician. B. It smears blood onto black candles to find another fetus wife. C. Throws unwanted 8-month-year-old babies at statues. D. Convinces middle-aged women that they will never find love.
That one must be that one. What was that mean?
We already know that it throws, like, babies at statues.
That's the only one that's mean. Not telling women they can't find love. Mm-hmm. He's a magician.
Here's your husband. Poof, he's not there anymore.
Can a spirit class be classed as a magician?
Well, if he died and he was a magician, I'm assuming.
Remember, it's a fetus ghost.
Is that like, you know, the ghosts of future past or future Christmas? Is it like that ghost, like it represents the idea of it?
I am the ghost of
Is it actually just a fetus that is
I wouldn't read too much into it.
Okay.
Fetus ghost.
Well, you obviously don't read much into it.
The description is in the name. Okay, A, become a magician. B, smear blood on the black handles to find another fetus wife. C, throw unwanted 8-year-old babies at statues. D, convince middle-aged women that they will never find love.
What's the wife thing all about?
I don't know, but I like that to be real. I reckon. That
sounds creepy. As does the blood on the candles. So
that sounds really cool. So I think it's the magician.
Yeah. I don't, that one makes no sense to me.
Before we start talking about the Mustang more, the false one is convinces middle-aged women they will never find love.
I mean, I'm glad that's not real.
As opposed to the rest.
Oh, well, you can't run them all, can
you? Can't. There's enough failure magicians around in the ghost stuff. And finally, all real, all fake. Are these real ghosts? A. Lorona, a ghost who thought her kids were in the way of her love life at 46, so she drowned them all. B. The Hitchhiker, a ghost who left clothing in a taxi, left a note with it, but forgot to put the zip code, so the taxi just threw the jacket out. C. Shirimi, I think it's Shirime. Shirimi, a samurai warrior who haunts naked because they forgot their armor. D. The hairy toe, a toe will appear. If you pick it up, the owner will haunt you. E. Bacon chicken, a chicken who is said to haunt all who eat at KFC.
That's a lot of people to haunt.
I thought it was real up until the second one.
So essentially you thought the first one was real.
It sounds Lorona. Yeah, that's he's tricking me again because Zach Bagans did one based on Lorona where she drowned her kids in the lake.
It sounds like another one.
No, because I remember that one. It was like
so
Doll Island it was.
So I lost you at the hitchhiker who left some clothes.
The third one.
What, the naked samurai?
Yeah, and then the chicken. I thought, no, this can't be real.
What? Who picks up just a random toe?
Well, look, it's a toe, yeah?
Anyone who finds a toe.
I wouldn't pick it up. Does it count if you pick it up with, like, tongs or something because you don't want to touch them?
Yeah, because it goes through the tongs into your hands.
I didn't read into it.
Tongs are a conductor of magical curses.
I think they're all real.
The toe one.
I mean, I didn't see any chickens.
And the samurai. That's embarrassing. You wouldn't want to haunt anyone if you were a samurai.
But no one could see you.
The hitchhiker forgot to put his zip code on a note. So they threw his jacket out.
So is he with the jacket or with the note? What's he doing?
I don't know. I didn't read into it.
Or just haunting random taxis.
Probably just haunting random taxis.
Like, could have taken my jacket home.
And then the last one's bacon chicken. A ghost who is said to haunt all those who eat at KFC.
I mean, we haven't used any chickens.
Yep.
There's not many animal ghosts. What our guess is like...
I don't know, I want to say they're all real.
I'm gonna go false.
Okay, do we want some help from Zach?
Yeah.
No, because you called him a prick or something earlier.
You called him a prick?
All of these ghosts are real. All real described hauntings. These are all real folklore. I wrote down lol, that's not applicable here. Spooky, scary skeleton noise, Asha. Spooky, scary hippo noise, Roxanne. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Yeah. Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul and seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shrieking.
My name is Zach Bagans.